When Work is a Nightmare, written by R.J. Thesman, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Working in a dream environment is a goal for most of us. But when the dream turns into a toxic nightmare, how do we climb out of bed every morning and make ourselves go to work? What are some practical tools we can use in the workforce? And what is the Christian's responsibility when dealing with difficult coworkers? First, try to understand what's happening. The Native American proverb is still a good principle. Don't judge people until you've walked a mile in their moccasins. In today's work environment, everyone is dealing with some type of stress. A coworker whose fibromyalgia flares every morning will not be a cheery person. The same goes for a mother whose son is facing prison time, or a wife who is struggling to keep her marriage together. A deadly prognosis from the doctor, depression, mounting debt, a parent with Alzheimer's disease. All these issues and more can be festering in a nearby cubicle. Try to understand what's at the root of the difficult relationship. Next, remember, humility wins. The balance between standing up for ourselves and showing humility is a delicate line. But in the long run, we need to ask ourselves, how can I sleep tonight if I respond to this coworker with the same bad attitude? What does God require of me in this situation? The biblical example is Joseph, who was mistreated, betrayed, and misunderstood. Yet he humbly continued to serve even while imprisoned. God granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden, and eventually Joseph was released and promoted. Joseph also knew when to set boundary and stand up for his rights. "Remember me," Joseph said to Pharaoh's cupbearer, "and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison." Finally, pray for them. Even if your prayers don't release you from the situation, they can strengthen your resolve to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. A whispered prayer after an unkind remark can release resentment that might have festered into bitterness. An honest petition to the Holy Spirit to comfort the hardened places in difficult coworkers might become the salve of their salvation. We rarely understand the full scope and power of prayer. What it can accomplish is a mystery. Sometimes just repeating the name Jesus has helped me pass the struggle of the moment. As one of my encouraging friends says, do your best and surrender the rest.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.